Foreign medical teams reached further into Indonesia's disaster zone today, treating the victims of last week's massive earthquake, which killed at least 704 people and possibly thousands of others. Large parts of the provincial capital of Padang and villages in nearby mountains were flattened in the September 30th quake or buried by subsequent landslides. Humanitarian communications officer for the Irish Catholic Aid Agency, Troika, Conor O'Loughlin, said the Caritas team is continuing to provide relief to people affected.
Some of the figures that we have so far are that in terms of the joint Caritas operation, there are 1,600 tarpaulins being given out today, and those are to families who have lost their homes. And until we get something a little bit more permanent in terms of tents, big, heavy tents, or even homes rebuilding themselves, tarpaulins will at least keep people out of the sun and out of the rain as well, because both are quite extreme this time of year. We've got 700 tents themselves. Now, these are proper army quality tents, so people are going to be able to stay in those for quite some time until they start to get reconstruction in. We've got different types of kits, which contain things like blankets, sleeping mats, sarongs for people, because many people that I've spoken to myself have literally lost everything and all they own is the clothes on their backs. So sarongs that'll keep them kind of warm at nighttime and keep them dressed as well are really useful. And hygiene kits and then working tools as well, so that people can pull some of the salvage from their homes and use things like pliers, crowbars and wheelbarrows to start building again as soon as they can.